Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, we are back. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free. Back from a big old Turkey Day weekend. Man, that was good. 5 days off. Woo! Man, oh man, it was tough getting up this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Good morning, Carson. How was your holiday?
It was great. It was full of, like you said, good food, and I'm pretty sure I've gained at least 5 pounds.
Yeah, me too. I loved it, though. I ate an entire Costco pecan pie, man. I love those pecans. Spadell, how was your holiday?
It was awesome, man.
Did you have a big turkey?
No, we had ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate turkey.
Yeah, you know, I went to the Mexican Thanksgiving dinner.
How'd you like that?
Turned out good. Turned out really good. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked. I'll tell you more later on in the program.
I want to know what you had.
Oh, everybody does. Yeah. Everybody does. The world is begging for that information as we speak, right? I feel overwhelmed today. We have so much on the plate.
Yeah. Especially after being off for 5 days, there's a lot going on.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, just internally, I'm saying, you know? I mean, we've got the big concert coming up this week with Alice in Winterland. We have tickets to give away to that.
Woo!
That's coming up at 7:40 this morning. OAR tickets are in there too. We'll do that later this morning. Let's see here. The Giving Tree, big update on that, where we stand, blah, 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 blah. You know how that works. And a new text line. This changes everything. Textnado no longer works with 51059. You got to use the request line number to get through us now. Who will be the first text? The maiden voyage.
Oh, I don't know.
Get it? Yeah. Get it? All right. Somebody's got to be the first one. The new Burt Simpson text line now is 303-222-5423. Okay? That's the request line. That's what you call to win prizes. But now it's also a text line. So you can text that same number, 303-222-5423. 51059 no longer works. It's gone.
Remember to save that new one in your phone.
Yeah, I heard that they wanted to gouge us. The people that own 51059. Yeah.
It sounded expensive.
Yeah, it's some company out in, I don't know, Guatemala or somewhere. Yeah. They were running this thing, maybe North Korea. I think Kim Jong-un was running it. Yeah, and he bumped it up to like $5,000 a day to use Textnado. And we said, boom, up yours, pal. We're going to move on. Yeah, so the five, I don't know if that's the true story or not, guys. That's just a rumor floating around that it was owned by some communist country. But now, 303-22. Oh,
we
look.
Got some people.
Here we go.
Look. Oh, this is awesome. Jamie, look. Look. The texts are coming in. Woo! Look at the text already flying in, man. They're listening to us. They're listening.
What?
We have a brand new text line, remember?
Oh, crap.
Remember the text line?
Oh, no, that's
we have to educate people this morning.
Yep.
You forget about that?
I did.
So did I. So did I until I came in and saw all these signs.
They're
studio.
Everywhere.
I'm like, what the hell is going on around here? Oh, yeah, the text line.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody tried to gouge us with that other one.
Yeah,
they wanted $50,000 a month for us to run it.
I know, but they get you like get everybody doing it, right? I know. I even remembered that number, and I don't remember anything. And then they're like, okay, now that we have everybody using it, now we need $50,000 a month.
Yeah, and I looked into it. I was telling the guys it was owned by North Korea.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Wow. Kim Jong-un.
Wow, that's crazy because I heard that in New York, We're renting out for the immigrants a hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel. Guess who it's owned by? Pakistanians.
Right.
Really? All
right. Yeah, the Roosevelt Hotel is owned by Pakistanians, which is fine. I love Pakistan.
Yeah, we love it. We love it.
But, I mean, that's a weird circle.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't get a room there.
Yeah, right?
I didn't speak the language, did I?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, I got to stop before we get in trouble.
Well, yeah, you had to take it one more. We love the Pakistanians. Everything's fine. But then you kept going.
How was your weekend?
It was perfect.
Ralphie was in town. We'll get into that later on.
Well, he'll be back in 10 days.
I know.
That's awesome.
For 26 days.
Whoa. 10 days he'll be back?
In 10 days he'll be back for 26 days.
Yeah. In the back of your mind, are you saying maybe
cut it down to 15 days? No, I'm thinking that poor kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I'm with my mom for 26 days.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's not on my side. It's on his
side. He'll be done after five.
I know. Yeah. I got a couple of kids in town, too. And they brought in, one brought in his girlfriend or whatever. I tell you, man, they're leaving on Wednesday.
Could leave today
by my, you know, my suggestion was because it's costing me a fortune.
That's it.
I've already shelled out $900 on dinners.
Oh.
The fact that you're keeping track is weird.
Yeah. Why do you keep a tab?
Kind of a little pathetic.
I keep tabs.
That's a little pathetic for the
I
gambler
keep
boy.
Tabs. God. Dad keeps tabs.
You haven't seen him in years, but all of a sudden this matters.
It does. You damn right it does.
God, tight
rod. In fact, I can give you the exact figure if you want it.
Yeah.
Down to the cent.
Okay.
All right, we got a lot to do today, man. It's busy. Bronco football tonight.
Woo! I heard.
Monday night football, baby. They're in town. The Browns are here, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Browns.
Yeah.
Browns. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. Remember, brand new text line. That text line is 303-22-ALICE. That's 222-5423, no longer 51059.
Wait.
So switch it over.
So it's, how do you spell 22? The 2 is an A, and the 5 is an L, and the 4 is an I, and the other 2 is a... C, and then the 3 is an E. Whoa. Okay, I got it.
Do phones even have the alphabet anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they do. Thank God, because that's hard.
I don't even know if it did or not. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I went through the list a few minutes ago of all the things coming up this morning. We have a lot of stuff on the plate. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah.
We've got the Alice in Winterland tickets. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. And I mentioned the change in the text line. I'll reiterate that here in just a couple of seconds. But something else on the board, too, is Cyber Monday.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Let's just take a moment. Has it always been this close to Friday?
Always.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
I was just like, Now they're just running together, man.
When they came out with this, what, 12, 15 years ago?
It all just ran
together.
It's
always been the Monday after Black Friday.
Because I was like, what is good? Because now I'm kind of on hold about purchasing something for somebody. And I was like, ooh, I think I just missed their Black Friday sale. Yep. Well, sure enough, I get the ad. It's still on sale for Cyber Monday.
Seriously, everything's on sale for like a month.
Yeah, it's been on sale since July.
It's true. It is true.
It's crazy.
It's 25% off right now. But anyway, then the other thing is, I feel like only the city of Arvada really promoted Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody else even talked about it. I was I follow every city in Colorado pretty much, on purpose, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
And Arvada did a really great job of promoting theirs. Mm-hmm. But
I saw a couple of things on social media. I think there was a run downtown.
Well, there's a lot of turkey trots.
No. It was for Small Business Saturday.
Gotcha.
They ran by the small business area downtown. It
didn't stop.
Hey guys,
hope you get some business. Don't mind the homeless people we're stepping over.
Just bringing awareness.
Yeah. Well, it's turned into hurdles now.
Yeah.
It's not just a trot; they hurdle.
Oh my!
Is that wrong?
Again,
hey, Spadell, let me check with
one more time.
Let me check.
I did the joke already, and then you had to push it a little further.
I don't know. Spadell, was that bad? Was that bad that I said it turned into hurdles?
A little bit. Yeah.
Dial back. Tone it down.
Dial back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already do the little jab, right?
Yeah.
And then he just goes, oh, now they're hurdle.
You got it, man. Come on. We've all done it. All right. So your Ralphie weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then he's back for how many days? 26?
26 days. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. So,
but then
I'm like, okay, so let's go somewhere. He's like, ooh, actually, I hate to tell you this, but I think Luca and I might go to Japan. I'm like, what?
Wait, he's planning trips by himself?
Yes.
He's just like, yeah.
With he and his buddy, because they're both snowboarders, right? He's like, yeah, we're going to probably stay at some hostels and go to some mountain in Japan. I was like, wait, what?
Is the pow pow very good in Japan or something?
It is, actually, yeah. It's really good, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
You know, but I'm like,
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Well, and the thing is, he has his own money because he works, right?
Yeah.
So he has his own money, and I can't really like go, no, you can't, because my credit card, but now he has his own money.
And this is the time to go at that age.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time
to go. I know, but what about your mommy?
Off to Japan, man. That would be cool.
Yeah, but the way he just says it, so matter of fact, like I should just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm intrigued by that place, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to go. I think that's
like
a great place.
I just don't like the earthquakes. Not a fan of that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Either. Yeah, a little shaking over there. No.
Yeah. Saw a lot of videos.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I had my kids in town. Well, they're still here. They leave on Wednesday, but I've had them in town. They're sharing time between me and their mother.
Right.
So they're not with me full time at the house.
Well, that's great that they got so much time off.
Yeah.
Yes, right? So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and I hadn't seen all the boys together, and it's been quite a while.
Was there a kids' table, or how'd that go?
Was there what?
A kid's table, or how'd that go?
Well, you're talking about something different.
Thanksgiving.
I think. Yeah, Thanksgiving was at the relatives. They weren't there. They weren't in town.
No, I know, but you were going to do it on Sunday. You told us you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, I blew off the cooking.
Oh,
I didn't call.
No,
we went out. That's why I said it cost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to do a Thanksgiving meal at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, no, I went to the relatives on Thursday.
Well, we already knew that, but then you had planned. We'd gone through all this thing.
Yeah. I didn't do one with my kids, no.
Okay, because we even talked about how you were going to make a turkey with our boss off the air.
Nope, chicken lettuce wraps, ma'am.
And you're not devastated by that? Like, that's what
you were so
for.
Excited.
I've thought about it. It's been in my mind.
Yeah.
It's the first time that I haven't done basically a Thanksgiving cooking.
Wow.
In many years. Many
then
years.
You were going to do it on Friday.
And I don't like it.
We heard. And then you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we even went through ingredients, I think, with our boss on Wednesday before we left.
Friday, they got in too late. And then Sunday, I blew it off because it just wasn't, it was a lot of work to come back to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we can make this simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll just go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. So we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
No cranberries?
No just green bean casserole.
I will tell you this.
Just burritos?
I went to the Thanksgiving with the relatives.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Mexican Thanksgiving that we were doing with the tamales and all the, tacos and burritos? It turned out they switched over to traditional. We had tamales, but we had the turkey.
This is so weird. This whole weekend is I'm blown away.
No.
My entire life has been turned upside down.
Guys,
I know, me too.
Was blown away.
I'm upset for you.
I showed up expecting to be able to bitch, right. And I couldn't. I couldn't. They had turkey. They had ham. They had green bean casserole.
Wow.
They had yams. They had the whole works.
They just don't like your food.
That's it, Jamie. That's it.
They pulled the old bait and switch.
They didn't want him to bring anything. Yeah.
It's a slap in the face.
It is.
When they changed and they say, we're going to do Mexican, that was the first slap. That's a boom, over this way, right? And then when you get there and they've copied your meal.
Well, kind of America's meal, but okay.
Well, in Littleton, Colorado, it's my meal, okay? So I don't want to hear your crap, okay? I came up with this. I came over with the Pilgrim's Pal. I was there when those Indians showed up, when we feasted. I came up with this.
They copied my meal.
They copied my meal. And you're right, I took it personally.
Well, you should have.
Because they don't like mine. I will tell you. Let me go through a couple of
items. Do you think they like you?
I don't like them either. Feeling is mutual. No, I'm just joking,
no,
folks.
You're not.
Hey, but listen. I will give you a couple of the recipes. They blew it.
Okay.
They friggin' almost said the F word.
Wow.
I almost said the F word.
Wow.
They friggin' blew it.
Okay.
Right. They blew it. The dressing they had. Way too much celery. I mean, they had celery out the... it was bad.
Right.
Bad.
Crunchy dressing.
One helping of that, because it was just, it was not the turkey. It was dry as the Sahara, man. Not a good turkey. I don't know where that bird came from, but it wasn't Redbird Farms, I'll tell you that.
Maybe it flew here from the Sahara.
Jamie, I was there looking for flaws and making notes.
Sounds like you got them.
Everybody else said it's delicious. One of the best meals they've ever had.
Really?
Oh, that pissed me off.
That's a straight shot.
We didn't even ask you to bring a dish.
I'll bet you I went outside to smoke 10 cigars just so I could release the anger.
Wow.
But happy Thanksgiving. Oh, it was a blast with the family.
Yeah, now we're on to Christmas. Yay! How will they destroy you over Christmas? How will they kick you and spit on you over Christmas?
No. Hey, let me tell you something else. When you have turkey, dressing, gravy, and you got the casserole and all that going on, you don't have sopapillas for your bread. You don't.
That's just a dessert.
All right, we have to take a break.
Yeah. It's not your bread, it's dessert.
Oh, I use it as bread. Sorry.
That's your problem right there.
Oh, I thought it was like cornbread for them.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Them.
I am sorry.
For them. Did you hear him say that?
For them. For the family. Yeah.
That's what we'll go with. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So papillas for them.
Did I do it again? Did I do it again?
Yeah.
Trudell, do it. Dial it back.
Dial back. Just reel it in.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh. Hey, Spadil.
Let me just read through this since I just received it.
Yeah.
Got some Jimmy Fallon audio. I got some Bibby. Billy Bob Thornton wears some women's jeans. Oh, I did see that. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. And then Elton John's blind. All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing that. Okay. It is a lovely, lovely Monday. It's December 2nd already. I was telling my girlfriends.
Hollywood.
Oh, hi.
Oh, man.
I was telling my girlfriends, this is the time of year. It's December 2nd. I need it to slow down.
Yeah.
Because this time just like all of a sudden just flies by. Right?
I get you.
And just, oh my God. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't even have everything done yet. You're just flying by. Like, just like everything has just got to slow its roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you because driving in this morning, one of the things that was on my mind, and I'm driving into work, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? And I'm thinking, I got to get my Christmas list done. I need to start, put the check marks on there,
Right.
Got this for this person. You know, it is. It's getting very busy right now.
I bought my son his first Christmas gift. He's going to love it.
Oh.
He's I mean, he is going to love it. Hold on, I'll show you my Amazon. I just got it yesterday because I was like, "What is this?" And then I was like, "What was I thinking?" But see, I think I'm funny sometimes. Whereas my kid, not so much. Not so much. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Here is what I got, and I will hand it to you. Here you go.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Oh yeah, he's gonna like
love
no,
it.
You know what? All right, I'm trying to put my mind as the same as a kid in college right now.
Yeah,
really difficult to do.
Yeah,
he might think of it as dumb.
Well, he will, but that's the funny part.
Okay, yeah, he's not going to look at it and say, "Oh man, I've always wanted this."
No. It's a 101 engineering jokes.
Okay, I kind of like that.
It's 101 engineer jokes for engineers.
Yeah.
It's a book.
Yeah. Well, you like it because you're not an engineer.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay. Just wait. I'm going to open it up and have them just ready to zip, 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 zip as soon as I pick them up next time. Why do engineers? I don't know. Yeah, they haven't read them.
Just read it to them on the way home.
Maybe I'll start doing one in the morning because I have the book.
Yeah,
I'll do it for you guys too. All right. Anyway, there's more Diddy talk. Of course, there is. Sometimes, though, and I think I know the answer to this, but sometimes I wonder why some of these people haven't come forward earlier. But I think it's just because of blackmail. You know, I think because Hollywood's so tight. I think if you told, you would be blacklisted, not blackmailed, but blacklisted, and you wouldn't get work anymore.
Yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs has been sued yet again, this time for allegedly assaulting another woman, but this time dangling her from a 17th-story apartment balcony. The lawsuit filed by Brianna. Remember when they said Vanilla Ice was hung by a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By, was it Suge Knight?
I think it was
Suge Knight that did it.
They hung him over the balcony.
Yeah, that's what he claims.
The lawsuit, but apparently it's a thing with rappers, I guess. I don't know.
Watch yourself. Back it out.
Wow. Yeah, right? the lawsuit filed by Brianna alleges that the incident occurred at Combs' then-girlfriend's Casey, her home. Now, Casey's still alive, right? She's not the one that passed away. It was his wife. So, Cassie, sorry.
It was Kim Porter that passed away.
Right. So, Cassie could verify this, I guess.
I guess. You know? They're saying she was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened in 2016. She said that the rapper came home. He was wasted. He started groping her. She rejected his advances. And then he dangled her over the balcony's edge. He pulled her back up. And then she said he assaulted her and threw her into all the patio furniture. She is seeking $10 million in damages.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So
I hope she gets it.
By the way, he's been denied bail for the third time. And he poses a significant risk to his victims if he is released.
So. He's done.
Yeah, he is done.
He's never going to get out of prison.
Nope, folks. He isn't.
Never going to get out.
Thank God.
And not only that, but the new people that's coming into office right now, they're going to release this stuff. We're going to see it. I said from the very beginning, it'll never happen. They'll never release it. Of course, I didn't think the current administration coming in was going to win either. So now that that's happened, I think the Diddy files are going to get released now.
There's
going to be some names. It's going to
shock
us.
Yeah, but I feel bad for some people because I feel like some people weren't involved in the Freak Fest stuff. I think you know, you're invited to a Diddy party. You're like, I mean, I would want to go. I'm not going to lie. Like, if somebody said, "Hey, Jim, you know, go over. Diddy's having a party," I'd totally go.
It was the place to be. His parties, like, everyone wanted to go.
I agree with you. I think there are going to be some casualties in this that should not be.
Yeah.
Because your name was on the list. And you showed up or whatever, maybe you're on video, but maybe not doing anything. You're just at a party, right? So I think there are going to be those that are embarrassed by it, yet did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I would have gone. I totally would have gone.
I'm with you.
And the white parties were, I mean, so the white parties don't supposedly count, but the white parties were the rage. I mean, the who's who went to all the white parties. Yeah. And so those were in the Hamptons. And again, people are going to be listed in that, and they had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I wonder if you were at a white party and the freak-off's about to begin. Do they ring a bell or something?
Yeah.
Like...
No, they announce it.
Time to go.
Remember that it's on video. It's announced. It's like
they announce it.
Yeah, they said, "All right, all the little kids." It's time for you guys.
If you have children here, you got
to
get out.
Yeah, they tell you to take your children home at this time. Yep. So that's nice of them. This is crazy. So here's the story. There's the Buffalo Bills quarterback. His name is Josh Allen. You might have heard of him. And actress Hailee Steinfeld, not Seinfeld, but Steinfeld. She was in like Glee or whatever, one of those singing movies. She's been in a lot of stuff, actually. Anyway, they are engaged. Well, interestingly enough, okay, so his ex-girlfriend, right? Like, it's always shocking when you date somebody for a while, and then they turn around, you break up, they turn around, and they get married to somebody else quickly. It burns your ass. I get it. But what you don't write is what this girl wrote. So, his ex-girlfriend, Brittany, she said that somebody, well, somebody wrote this, like, hey, so what's up with you? What are you going to do? And she said, well, luckily, my new boyfriend owns a team and doesn't play for one. I don't have to be with another brain-dead CTE athlete.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bad comment.
It's bad. It's really bad. Brain-dead CTE athlete. So it was obviously in a moment. She took it down, and then she did the, I was hacked.
Oh, the obvious.
That's the go-to.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was hacked.
Yeah, we've all been hacked.
Yeah. Not like I got drunk because I found out my ex-boyfriend got engaged and then I said something stupid and I apologized for how insensitive and horrific that was. But no, but I got hacked.
And they just decided to say that.
Yeah, so that hacker was like, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll write about brain dead CTE athletes. That seems good. Because that's what hackers do. Yeah, so...
Did you see where... And this is a whole different topic with the entertainment. Did you see where Nick Cannon came out and professed that he was diagnosed with a disorder?
No.
He's a narcissist.
Really?
What? I didn't know that was a... Yeah, he claims mental illness, that he was diagnosed with mental illness.
Narcissistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that was a mental disorder. I know it's a disorder.
I
know people have it, but I don't know if I'd categorize it as a mental disorder.
It's a disorder if you've ever been around one.
I'm just saying but he made it seem like that he was like diagnosed with like some deadly disease or something. It's like, really? You have to come out and tell us that? We all know that.
It's very dramatic. He said, and I quote, I kind of always knew.
It's weird. Didn't he? He treated it like it was like a blood disorder.
This is shocking, Nick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
You got 14 baby mamas. And we don't think you're a narcissist.
They asked him actually what he was doing for Thanksgiving. He said he doesn't cook.
You can't for that many.
Well, right. But what do you do?
Do you
bring them all together? I don't know. It's crazy. Let's see here. Well, now that what's his name got Josh Allen got engaged, now everybody's going after Travis Kelce and saying, it's your turn, buddy. You're next. Come on, bro. Oh my God. I felt so bad for Taylor Swift over the weekend. I don't know what's going on. I think you were talking about this administration or whatever, but I feel like people are being really mean, kind of. They start going after her dancing again.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, poor thing.
I know. She's worked so hard.
She just doesn't have rhythm, and that's not her fault.
Exactly. And I believe there's a choreographer from Colorado that's been helping her. And for a while, she really got into the moves.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see her counting anymore.
You couldn't?
No, she really got into it.
I feel like at the beginning of the tour, she was on point.
She was on point.
Yeah, and then, but she's been touring for like a year.
I know, but I thought it would get better, but it didn't. She started to kind of come back to the other side of counting again.
I think she's getting tired. Yeah.
Yeah. Because before she used to put her hips into it and stuff and like, you know,
tired.
Do the move.
Yeah,
I agree with him actually. And she used to like, you know, really try to concentrate on getting into the moves. But now she's like so burnt out on this tour. She's like, and one and two and three and four and five and six.
I mean, 3 hours each night.
Yeah, I mean, can't blame her.
You just take a break.
And also speaking of, in case you were under a rock, Joe Biden pardoned his son, which, by the way, I'm okay with that. I know a lot of people are pissed off, but look, if it was my kid, if it was your kid, we talked about how we would do the USC scandal. Remember?
Darn right, I would.
Yeah, our kids rowboated.
I'd pardon my kid.
I'd pardon my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do it to a turkey, you can do it to a human.
Yeah, if I'm in that position. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm out to sail. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm totally. I mean, you know, it's my kid, and it's the only one that's left. Not that that matters, but you know, it's his bloodline. So yeah, I'd pardon him. I'm not mad about that. But man, people are mad. Even our governor went on a tirade.
Polis?
Yes.
Polis is upset over this.
Oh my God, he's so mad.
You know, here's the thing with me. What did he say?
He said, "I'm completely disappointed."
In Joe?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's mad.
No kidding.
He's mad. He said it was a disappointment at that that he has now set a bad precedent. Precedent. Oh my God, he went ballistic on him.
Here's what I don't understand. Who didn't expect this?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on. We've been talking about this for the past several weeks.
Well, it's because Biden told us he would never do that.
Well, we knew he was lying.
And then his press secretary said absolutely not. But I'm like,
Jamie,
they're politicians. What do you think they do, you guys?
Exactly. I mean, they lie. That's what they do. We knew from day one that he was going to pardon him. He's on his way out. You've been booted out. You're already upset with the people around you because they told you you couldn't run anymore because you're too old. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, I'm going to pardon my kid.
Can you scroll a little bit so I can read the rest of it? This is a bad president. Could be abused by other presidents in the future.
This is Polis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hunter brought the legal trouble he faced on himself, and one can sympathize with the struggles while also acknowledging that no one is above the law. Not a president and not a president's son.
Unless I'm on my way out the door and I've got the power to pardon.
I mean,
then
come
you're
on,
above the law.
Polis, you would totally do it for your partner.
Absolutely your would.
Like if your husband like took some crack and had some hookers. You know, of the male sort, you know, and did all that stuff. You'd be like, well, it was an off day.
Yeah. It was an off day. Medication, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't thinking clearly.
Right. So anyway. All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
We have a brand new text line. The Berg Simpson text line 51059 is gone. You have to use the request line. That's 303-222-5423. That's the line. It's wide open. 303-222-5423. Brand new text line this morning. Use it. Use it. Put it on your phone.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And use it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Monday after the big Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody had a great time. I mean, I hope you did. Family, friends, all that. And now we're into the holiday season, man.
I feel bad for Upsy, you know, because I follow him.
Yeah.
That's my pretend boyfriend that works at UPS. That's our delivery guy. Very handsome fella.
He is a handsome fella.
He's very handsome.
Even I can say that.
Yeah, he is very handsome. Anyway, so I follow him, and he just posted like what his hands look like because it's getting to be that time of season. They're gearing up. This is where it all gets crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I have packages coming every hour, it seems like.
Trucks are up and down the, and I'm in pretty much back in the neighborhood, but there's a truck out there every single moment, it seems.
So let's just pray for Upsy. Dear Jesus, Please protect his looks. Amen.
Protect those hands.
His poor hands.
Oh, yeah. His poor hands. I'm sorry. His hands. His hands. Sorry.
All right. This is a big week around here. Alice in Winterland is coming up on Thursday night. Going to be a party there, huh? It's a sold-out show. And guess what? We have tickets.
Yeah, it's the last chance to win tickets.
Yeah, this week.
I knew they were going to throw that in, like another pair or whatever. You know?
Well, we were told that we were gone, that we didn't have any to give away. And then we walk in this morning and the boss says, trick, psych. You got tickets, 7:40 this morning. Benson Boone, The Fray. And somebody else.
Dasha,
who actually performed at the Macy's Day Parade.
I couldn't remember.
Oh, my God. So Dasha performed, and she's getting so much blowback. I feel so bad for her. Because it was raining, and her hair extensions separated from her real hair.
I wish I'd seen that.
So they didn't blend anymore, and so you could see where her hair extensions were and her real
hair. Separation.
That's great.
Yeah. And she had a little bitty outfit on, and people were like, "This is a family parade. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she wore that." And she kept flipping her hair.
Oh.
She just kept like.
Did she lose any of them? Would she flip?
No, but I would have been worried.
I would too.
Yeah.
I could sling a couple.
People were just talking about her overall look, and I felt really bad for her. The first time kind of performing on something that big, which is the Macy's Day Parade, and people were just tearing her
and
apart.
And that happens,
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
I know, but we'll make it up to her on Thursday.
So be kind to her.
Yes, right?
Okay. No booing, nothing like that. No. She's
Nobody
wonderful.
Nobody would boo her, yeah. I mean, it's just these Karens of the world that are like, my daughter is in the audience and she had on a tube top.
Yeah.
They literally have nothing else to do.
Now, will she wear extensions?
I'm sure she will.
Well, that's the big question for Thursday night show.
It doesn't rain indoors.
7:40. We've got your pair of tickets to a sold-out show, Alice in Winterland at the Fillmore. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to Animals Attack, okay?
Oh, is it a new feature?
Well, we've done Animals Attack before, you know, with bears and whatever. I mean, we are in Colorado, and you've got a great one because your video is absolutely crazy. I'm going to start, though, with this girl down in the 4-year-old girl that's attacked by a coyote. She thought it was a dog, and she approached it. So,
To go pet it?
Yeah.
Oh, she was 4? Why was she so alone by a coyote?
I kind of don't get it either, Jamie. I don't know.
No one was around?
All right, here's the story as we have it.
Developing right now, Colorado Parks and Wildlife are investigating a coyote attack that sent a 4-year-old to the hospital.
Can you call it a coyote attack if they walk over to pet it? I don't know.
No, because, no. Because, you know, like, sometimes I even say that with, like, when kids are, like, hitting their dogs and stuff at home.
Or, like, strangers' dogs. Don't go up to strangers'
dogs.
Well,
even your own dog. If you're bothering them enough, they're going to nip at your kid.
Yeah, if you're at Podestas Park and you're taunting a moose, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean.
Now, not a 4-year-old.
Yeah, like stop. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying that
roll it back, bud.
Developing right now, Colorado Parks.
I've had to roll it back 6 times already.
We're just
after 7 o'clock.
I know.
And I've been told to simmer down now.
Right.
Parks and Wildlife are investigating a coyote attack that sent a 4-year-old to the hospital. They say the animal attacked a 4-year-old girl on Thanksgiving in a northern Colorado Springs neighborhood near Monument Creek and I-25. The girl was attacked when she and another child approached the coyote crouching behind a tree, thinking it was a dog. The coyote lunged at the girl, grabbing the back of her head, leaving serious injuries that left the girl in the hospital overnight. The girl has since been released. Because it would be impossible to identify the exact coyote, CPW and its partners will lethally remove any coyote it can find in the vicinity of the attack area. CPW says they have no further comment tonight.
Now, Jamie and I have always been skeptical of that part of any story. Okay, when an animal attacks and then they look for it, they find it and euthanize it.
Yeah.
We don't think they really find the right one. We think they just put one down just, you know, for giggles.
Unless they do an autopsy and then they do find an arm, then I believe them.
Yeah, you got to do like a DNA search or you got to find an arm in the belly. You're right. You're right. But most of the time, we feel like that they just find one and they release it. We killed him. We got him.
I mean, they run in packs. Like, can you really tell the difference, you know, between George and Larry?
Then Jamie has a video this morning. This is crazy, too.
Well, okay, so we've had in our neighborhood, we've had some. Well, we're at the end of rutting season. Carson and I looked up rutting season. I thought it was a lot earlier, but I guess here in Colorado, it goes later, right? So it goes like October through. It can go as long as like the beginning of December, which we're in now.
Yeah, typically the second week.
They're trying to get their last, you know, groove on.
Yeah, I get it because I have only 1 month a year that I rut. So I understand. I mean, you got to pick the right time of year. You know, you can't run all year long.
Right? So here's what's happened. We have two, what are they called? Bull elk? No, deer. What are the bigger deer here? Moose, deer, moose? What? Well, because we only had whitetail. Bull deer? No, it's a deer. It's the bigger deer.
Mule deer.
Because we only have whitetail in Southern Illinois, so I always get confused with what's here. Because they're gigantic. They look like full-blown mooses, right?
Yeah, they do.
So they're bull moose, and they're mule deer here. God. Hi, my name is Jamie, and I want to talk about the mule deer. Once upon a time, there were two bucks, and they lived in my backyard. And they saw a doe, and she's a girl. And they were like, hey, hubba hubba. And they saw her, and she was prancing around. She had lipstick on, right? Yeah. And she had pasties on.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she had a tutu.
Yeah. A lot like Rudolph, only in the different places.
Yeah, exactly.
That light up.
She was walking through there, and there's these two mule deer, and they were like, she's mine, bitch. And then the other guy's like, no, she's mine. And so they start fighting. And have you ever heard those things fight?
I've seen videos.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it live.
It's so violent, right? It's so violent. So we've had that happen. We've had people being charged while they're going to get their mail. Well, then yesterday, my girlfriend, I'll play a little bit of the audio, and then I'll turn it off because I think they cuss. But maybe not. They're a good family. Maybe that's just my house.
I don't know, man. Yeah, right, I heard some bad language in there.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. That is them.
It attacks the dog.
Either attacks their dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's in the laying down position.
Yeah.
And I guess the dad was downstairs and he was sweeping off the back porch. He didn't know the mule deer was out there. And you know, the dog's like, what you doing? So he comes running out and he sees the mule deer laying down, and then that mule deer gets that big fat body up. How? I don't know. And just charges
it
that
happens
dog.
So yeah. fast.
So fast. And the dog has a puncture wound, but stitches and it's going to be fine.
This thing's huge, too. It looks like an elk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
It does. It's
so
crazy.
Big. So
Colorado, man.
Just remember, we're at the end of rutting. And so I don't know why they go across the road looking for bitches, but they do.
Yeah.
So just be very aware.
Like I said, this is my last week of rutting, too. I call it quits.
Get it while
December,
you can.
Yeah, December 15th. I shut her down, boys.
BJ and Jamie.
Monday Night Football. The Broncos take it on the Browns. I hate this song.
What?
The Chris Stapleton in the air tonight. It just doesn't fit.
It is a little off.
It sucks.
I will agree with that.
It's terrible. Back when they used to use Hank. Now, I like Chris Stapleton. Don't get me wrong. But in the air tonight just does not work for Chris Stapleton, in my opinion.
Wasn't it that fat little pudgy guy that sang it first? Phil something?
I remember Hank Jr.
No, Phil Collins.
Oh, that song. Yeah. That was Phil Collins.
So that was like a love song.
I am with you, Jamie. Does not fit. Yeah. It doesn't fit. First of all, it doesn't fit football in the air tonight. Who gives a crap? All right. And then it doesn't fit Chris Stapleton either. Yeah. It's not a Chris song.
I back that up.
He's Tennessee whiskey, man.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
This was the old one. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to win tonight.
You do?
Yeah, we should win.
Yeah, I think we're going to beat the Browns.
I do know this, and we'll get back to football in a second. A couple things. First of all, I guess Bo Nix, he had a backache, okay? His back, it was real, real hurt.
Oh, I know the problem. Yeah, I mean, I feel it, too.
I know.
I have back problems.
But you know what? I thought of you, because Bo Nix is like 24, 22, 24, something like that. He's in the 20s, early. And you know what he did that was different than you?
Oh, what's that?
He made one simple statement when they asked him about his back, and it was really powerful. It was really strong, and it didn't sound like this. Oh my god. Schmidel, do you have the old audio of BJ anywhere? Okay, can you find it for me? Because that's worth the difference between Bo Nix and Bozo.
I called in one day to work because I had a back problem.
Yeah.
I pulled my back out, folks. I couldn't walk. It was bad.
It was so bad. And it came with acting.
Yeah, the drones, though.
I said, guys, I won't be here today.
Yeah, tell me when you find it.
I'm not going to make it.
Always have that ready. Because that is that good. I mean, it is.
We should have it on hotkey.
Yeah, we should.
Instant.
We don't have hotkeys anymore because I don't know why, but we should. All right, you look for that. But here's what Bo says. Bo said, I'm good to go, ready to roll.
Yeah. Wow. He doesn't have a back problem. Yeah, he did. People with back problems, they don't make a statement.
Yeah,
like
that's what
people
he said.
Like me, no, you don't make a statement. I'm not ready to roll. I'm just, oh, in pain.
I'm good to go. I'm ready to roll.
What he didn't do is, oh. You wait and see. Before the game, he'll be scratched because he'll bend over to tie his shoe and it'll go out. All right. Yeah, it's the way it happens with me.
The other thing is I really have decided I like basketball far more than football. I've talked about this a million times. Because I feel like it's just so barbaric and it doesn't make sense to me anymore to watch these people like literally inches from being paralyzed. And we saw it with the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Did the quarterback, I believe.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. I mean, he was hit and that was just a disgusting hit. And if you don't know, this guy came after him and literally took his forearm right to his head and like slammed him to the ground. And then his body went into that weird traumatic brain injury stance.
Like he was out.
Yeah, where
contact.
They put their like
well,
fist
they put
up.
Their put their arm up, and it means they had a traumatic brain injury. Yeah. It's like to me, it just I've been watching something called the Starting Five on Netflix, and it's about basketball. So much better that sport. Love it. I love it.
For wusses.
I love it. You would love it, Schmidel, because you like basketball, right?
I love basketball, yeah.
Yeah, so watch it. It's called like Starting Five.
Okay, it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. There's only 10 episodes, and it is so good.
Does it follow like the current NBA? Or?
Yeah. In fact, it even follows Denver kind of losing the last playoff. Yeah, so it's really good.
Well, for those of you that aren't wusses, we're going to be banging heads tonight down at the stadium. The Browns are in town, and we're going to pounce on them, okay?
We had some other good news in sports, and that is Colorado State University, right?
Yeah.
Took out the volleyball team that was a controversy. So everybody's happy.
Well, she quit.
Well, I heard
he quit.
I heard that we took them out, like that we won, and that they weren't going to be in the conference anymore. That's what I heard.
I don't know what the situation is. I have no idea.
Okay.
I know that there was a whole controversy about two girls had teamed up to injure another girl, and there's all kinds of crap going on with that.
Okay, because all I saw was that people are thanking Colorado State for taking it out.
And the trans...
Yeah, there it is. Colorado State beat San Jose State to win Mountain West Volleyball Tournament. So.
And I think that person quit.
I don't
the San Jose team.
Well, all
she
I
quit.
Know is we...
Yeah.
She was, I guess, I don't know. Everybody was just happy because it's done.
I have no idea. I don't really follow the college volleyball, so I don't really know what the whole situation is with that one. But I will say this. Here's a bit of good news, too. Our boy up there in Colorado with the Buffaloes is going to win the Heisman Trophy. They've already pretty much given it to him.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, he's going to win that thing. No doubt about it. We all thought he would. But, man, every sports station, ESPN, everybody's giving it to him. So nobody else even show up
he
in New York.
An unreal
this guy's
game
got it. He's got it. No doubt.
Yeah. But they lost, right?
Pretty cool.
They won on Friday 52-0, but they didn't make it into the championship because BYU won. So.
And so, but we're going to get like a bowl or something. San Jose.
Yeah, we're going to go bowl.
Yeah, we'll go bowling.
Yeah,
let's bowl.
Anyway, so that's my sports update.
Big game tonight. Monday Night Football. This is pretty big because, you know, Denver gets highlighted. Monday Night Football. A lot of people will be watching this thing. You got the Browns in town. And I saw where the Denver Broncos have a 76% chance of making the NFL playoffs this year.
Wow, that's pretty nice. Good.
Cool. That is good. 76%. And if they win tonight, even more so. All right.
Wow, let's
Monday
do it.
Monday Night Football. Woo. It's in town.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, a couple of big things here. First of all, the Berg Simpson text line.
You're supposed to wait till the end of that.
I'm in a hurry. Why? Got a lot of things to cover, okay, Jamie. Right. We got a lot of things.
It's just so annoying.
The text line, 51059, is gone. Gone. The new text line is the request line at 303-222-5423. Remember that, okay? If you want to get in touch.
But then how do people win?
Same number. You call, or you text.
So that's actually easier, folks. That's what we're going with.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's a one-stop shop. Yeah. So you can text or win.
Our job is to make it easy for you.
Exactly. So 303-22-HOUSE. Nice.
Okay. Feel like we've done that.
Yep.
All right. Also coming up in about right after Tabloid Trash. Right after Tabloid Trash, Alice in Winterland tickets to give away.
Yeah, so that is crazy. It's the last of the last, right? And so they gave him as a little dingleberry, I think.
Yeah.
Just a little dinky-dinky.
Benson Boone, The Fray, all at the Fillmore coming up on Thursday night. It is a sold-out show.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know how, but 8 of us are now going.
Nice. I mean, honestly, it's... It's the best lineup we've ever had.
Oh,
it's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
8 of you?
8 of us are going.
How'd you swing that?
Well, because I told them in advance, I said, I don't have any free tickets, so they bought them.
Oh,
so they all bought them, yeah.
It's sold out.
Yeah, it is. So
That's a hot ticket.
When they first went on sale, they bought them.
The Alice in Winterland tickets, if you go to Vivid Seats or StubHub or any of those, they're going from anywhere from $400 to $900 each.
Yeah.
That's how much in demand these things
and
are.
And I'd like to thank my friends who are sharing with their other friends and not going for the $900 ticket. They're actually going to share. I don't know if I'd do that.
I don't know either.
I mean, I love my girlfriends, but if I knew I could get $450 for a ticket, or I might charge somebody.
I'm with you. Also, today is Cyber Monday.
Yep.
I don't think there's any really great deals out there unless you're looking for a blender or you're looking for a Dyson
vacuum.
Is there
anything better than there was Friday?
No.
I don't think so.
I will tell you, though, we went shopping on Friday, and they were pretty good deals at the mom-and-pop places.
Was there?
Yeah. And at the,
Was that the small business for Saturday?
No, that was Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, Friday we went shopping.
Friday.
We went Friday for Black Friday, and we went to Cherry Creek, and it was awesome. We had a great time. We bought a lot of stuff.
All right. There's a sad story out there. This lady missing out of Littleton.
Well.
This is crazy.
I have an update.
Well, all right. Well, let me play this first, okay? This is how it started.
But I know, but I don't think people should be looking for the car anymore based on the update I have. So what you play is going to be old news.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Because it says look for the car, and I don't, I think.
Yeah, but we don't know anything definitive right now.
No, I just have an update from the sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah,
she
posted.
All right.
You know what I mean?
A lady in Littleton. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I'm just going on what I saw on TV this morning.
I know
morning.
It is weird what she put. Okay, so let me just give you.
That was 9 hours ago what you have.
Yeah, let me just give you what my side of this story is that BJ was going to play is that I know a friend who is friends with the sister-in-law, and she posted something, and she just said, thank you for helping. We have some bad news. Telling me now you don't need to help find the car anymore. But it's interesting that the news doesn't have the update about this.
They just, 45 minutes ago, they just did the story.
Yeah,
they just did the story that they're still searching for this lady.
So go ahead and play it.
And they played.
And then I'll follow up with
her.
And
the person in the audio is her brother. And they played it this morning. And the post that you're talking about is 9 hours ago. I can't believe the TV stations wouldn't have seen something that's tipped them off.
Yeah, because she made it public, so I'm not reading anything that isn't public, because her post has the world on it, and it's a public post.
Let me just give you the overall, before I play the audio. A lady from Littleton, Colorado, was going shopping. She was going up to Silverthorne to the Outlets Mall. She left, went up. The family hasn't heard from her.
Deputies are asking for help finding a Littleton woman who has not been seen in a week. According to her family, 46-year-old Jana Lang left Littleton to go to the outlet shops in Silverthorne, but has not been seen since. She did not show up for work the next day, and her brother is very concerned.
Never done anything like this before, and it's scary. I mean, where is she? What is she? Is she freezing cold? Does she need help?
The Park County Sheriff's Department posted on Facebook that they are looking for Lang's white 4Runner that looks similar to this one on your screen with a license plate that says Jana. Now, if you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Department.
There you go.
Yeah, so
that was from earlier this morning. We grabbed that from Fox News earlier this morning. And as of now, Jamie's obviously got what she just read to you, but no other information has come out, so we don't know.
No, so the guy that you heard, the brother, his wife posted last night, and she said, you know, we were notified tonight with not good news, and I won't read her. I feel like it's okay. Personal, even though she put it public.
Yeah, I wonder why they're not putting it on media if she's already posted it.
Yeah, because all I'm seeing is what we saw this morning.
Yeah, she's missing.
Because she said, we want to send all the thanks and appreciation to everyone nationwide for the love and prayers during this horrible time, for all the efforts in finding her and the time this past and the time this past week. And so she, you know.
Right here in Littleton, Colorado. So I don't know. You leave for a little shopping trip.
Yeah, I don't know what's
crazy
going on.
Crazy story.
It's very odd.
All right. I'm sure you'll see updates later on today, whatever the case may be with this particular situation. But it's sad.
Yeah, it's very
sad. For this time of year. Any time of year. But really sad right now for the family that's searching. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, so I guess, you know, I'm not sharing anything like that couldn't be shared because People Magazine is covering it. We're talking about the woman that was missing from Littleton, and People Magazine is actually on it, and they shared the post that the sister-in-law had shared that I was talking about. Sending with broken hearts and tears, we were notified tonight with the not-so-good news regarding my sister-in-law, Jaina. We want to send all the thanks and appreciation to everyone nationwide for the love and prayers during this horrible time, for all the efforts in finding her and the time this past week. Please keep my husband in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you and God bless.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. That's awful.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. All right. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? There's all kinds of crazy stories going on. Man, that Judd family. Wow. They got a lot going on. I guess Wynonna Judd's daughter has been arrested again. This is the third time in this year alone. Her name is Grace Kelly. She's the daughter of country music legend Wynonna Judd. And I guess she stole the church van. What?
No kidding.
Yep, she sure did.
I always get her mixed up with Rosie O'Donnell's daughter. They're both in jail all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, that is true.
And I'm thinking, okay, didn't she just know that's Rosie's daughter?
The pastor, old Kent Hart, saw the van leaving from the driveway from the church.
Look, you're going to hell if you steal out of the church.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. He then caught up with her down the road, and he got out of his car, ran up to the van, and tried to take the keys out, but she took off again. He said it looked like she was on drugs. By the way, she's tested positive for heroin in the past. The police then made a traffic stop and arrested her and noted that she asked to be committed to a mental institution. She said, by the way, I've sold my soul to the devil. I need to be admitted to a mental institution immediately.
Wow.
It's not funny, but
no,
it is.
No, it's not funny.
It's not, but it is funny that you sold your soul to the devil and you're in a church van.
Yeah.
That's the Alanis Morissette, isn't it, ironic song.
Yeah, the irony of that.
Yeah, at the highest level of that song.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, can't you think of a better vehicle to steal than a church van?
Yeah, I feel like those are slow. I
mean, yeah, go get yourself a Tesla.
So her troubled past, it says, has been well documented over the years. By the way, her mom's not that much better. Her mom's had her own problems. And she sadly continues to struggle with drug-related issues. She was arrested in 2016 for making, selling, and distributing meth. And sentenced to 8 years in prison. However, she plead guilty in exchange for a suspended sentence. And court-mandated rehab, which obviously did not work. She left treatment early and was then sent to prison in 2018 when she was paroled and released in 2019. And then arrested again for violating parole. She was arrested one more time in May of 2023 for, I guess, you know, showing her knockers or something.
Yeah. Well, her grandmother, remember, she had her problems too.
Yeah, that's sad. So
terrible. It must run in the family.
I guess so. Moana, number two, led the way in a record-setting Thanksgiving Day weekend at the box office. Moana 2's five-day opening set a record with $221 million. We knew it was going to be a hit, though. I mean, right? That's with Jason
No, The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they look the same. Am I allowed to say that?
They kind of both big
are
dudes.
Gigantic dudes. Yeah.
They don't look the same.
They do. In my head, they do.
Okay. Like,
obviously, The Rock is bald, but
But they look like just big, gigantic dudes with tats on them.
Yeah, their shape is the same.
It is for sure. Anyway, so Wicked brought in $117.5 million over the 5-day weekend. By the way, speaking of Wicked, have you guys seen the press junket that those two yahoos have been going on? Man, it's weird. It's a weird press junket. The green lady and the pink lady. I forgot her
They're
name.
They're all over
Cynthia
the place.
Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, and Ariana.
Ariana Grande. Yeah.
Man, have you guys seen the press junkets?
No.
I've seen them pop up. Like, I've seen clips of them like on the Today Show and stuff, but I know they've been doing some weird things.
Weird. And they've been holding each other's hand and like, oh, don't let this moment go.
I haven't seen
it. Oh, my God.
Savor every second of it.
We'll get some audio. It is just... Bleh.
Now, the ones I've seen that's been spreading on social media, are they kind of recreating what's in the film itself?
No.
It's just that's
they're
the way they're acting.
Weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just.
I thought it was kind of that they were staying in character.
Nope, not at all. They are being weird.
They just care a lot about each other.
Well, that's good. It's good to have friends.
Oh, God. Justin Timberlake, another back injury, you guys.
No.
Yes.
JT pulled his back. Oh, poor guy.
Did you ever find the back injury audio?
No. I've been looking for it. It's not searching for some reason.
BJ's back.
Yeah. I erased it.
Justin Timberlake canceled his show in Oklahoma City for, let's see here, it looks like tonight, after suffering a back injury at a show in New Orleans. They're saying that he had to reschedule 6 shows due to bronchitis and laryngitis. Now he's now canceled another show because of an undisclosed injury, and now they're saying now he has back hurts.
Oh, I love this story. You know why? Because what? If JT can miss a show, I can too.
Well, yep,
yeah,
sure
I
can.
Mean, geez, the back injury.
Well, yeah, but
great
then,
excuse.
But the problem is he's missed like 8 shows. He's
I had found it.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, here's BJ's back.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't gonna happen.
No.
Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday. Oh, Barry's walking, standing up.
You know, I tell you, Spadil, that right there, are you sure that's not JT calling in that he canceled his concert? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
I know it's not you. It's you.
Yeah. It's you.
Whoa. Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. No. Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday.
Here comes another one.
Barry's walking, standing up.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Perfectly placed.
That was a bad day, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bad day. I was in the bathroom when I recorded that.
Bad day. All right, let's see here. Do I have anything else? Let's see here. Oh, Jimmy Fallon. A clip of Jimmy at the Macy's Day Parade is going viral. People are saying that Fallon was either drunk or hungover. He's wearing a classic I'm hungover sunglass. Oh, I did see him, by the way, at the Macy's Parade. He could not lip sync to...
Oh, my gosh. His performance?
Oh.
I was like, I know they all lip sync, but it was terrible.
It was horrible.
I think he was drunk.
It was absolutely horrible. His lips were not...
He was like a fool's lyric off of everything.
You know who I didn't think lip sync, though, was... oh, my God. She was on American Idol. And she won. She's so good. She's like on Broadway. She wore red. I forgot her name. Anyway, she was amazing. I don't feel like she lip sync. Why can't I remember her name? But anyway, here is the clip.
Jenny Fallon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is your 11th parade, my man.
Is that right?
Can you believe that?
Is that like more than Andy Williams?
Yes.
I'm hitting that mark.
That's right. He's going to sing Moon year. River. And,
yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
We've been through this together through rain. Freezing, snow,
everything.
COVID, we were here.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
But here we are now.
This is the best. So, the vibe here is so good, even in the rain.
Look at these pants, too. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you are Mr. Holiday.
Mr. Holiday.
Mr. Holiday. I tell you who I was impressed with is Al Roker. That guy had a lot of energy for a guy his age.
You know what?
This guy, he was getting it.
You know what I felt bad for? And I don't know if you guys saw the Macy's Day Parade or not, but I felt bad because a lot of the performances, and yes, it was Jennifer Hudson. Thank you so much. I didn't feel like she lip-synced at all. I felt like she was singing like, but she wasn't on a float. She was on she was on the ground. Jennifer Hudson, I mean, she's just so freaking talented. She's like, I am not lip-syncing. I'm going full throttle. Anyway, I felt bad for the people on the floats. because like even Dan and Shay and even Dasha, they're singing on the floats, but these floats are so unsturdy that if they try to move it, all the whole float's going. They were jankety floats, man. It was bad. All right, anyway, there you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show coming up next. Pair of tickets to the sold-out Alice in Winterland could be yours. Hang on, coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Without a doubt, it's the hottest ticket in town, Alice in Winterland. It's Thursday.
This is going to be a great show. Dasha, who we're just talking about, the Fray, Benson Boone. Here's the deal. This is your last chance to win Alice in Winterland tickets. If you're caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, 'tis the season. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. You know, we've been so busy today. We haven't even talked about the BJ Jamie Giving Tree.
You're right. How rude.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing?
All right. So we got all the nominations in, correct?
Yep.
We got all the nominations in, and now we have put it to the team. We have a team of people, independent team, that pick the families to put them up on the tree. I think that they've narrowed them down a little bit, but it should go up this afternoon. Is that right?
I think maybe by tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It might go up this afternoon, but we'll start talking about it again tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the families will be up there for sure by tomorrow, and then you can go on and adopt a family and buy for them.
Where do we get this team of experts? They just know sad stories.
I think it's called experts.com.
They're expensive. Yeah, I know that.
It's the independent team. They also do like the Grammys, the Oscars.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
All right. We'll give you a chance to adopt a family probably starting tomorrow. Cross our fingers.
That
maybe.
Accounting just firm. Maybe. Isn't that it's an accounting firm or something? They always talk about them on the Oscars, remember?
Yeah.
Like Jacob. Yeah.
All right. What is this surveillance thing?
Okay. So all my friends in the group are talking about this. It came out way back in November 20th, right? And it's called Surveilled. Now, here's the thing. I know like none of us are new to the fact that they're listening to us and hearing us, and advertisers can, you know, target us. We see it all the time. Anytime we talk about anything, right? I mean, they come on and we get ads.
Just
right?
A given.
Yeah. So I guess this this guy, he's a reporter, and I feel like he's part of the Pharaohs. But anyway, his name is Ronan Farrow. I don't know if he's one of, what's his name, Farrow? What's her name?
Yeah, I don't know. Mia?
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Ronan Farrow, and I guess he's a Golden Globe. Like, he's just this documentary guy that everybody respects. So he started looking at Harvey Weinstein sexual assault charges. He started looking into Les Muñez, all that stuff.
So he's kind of an investigative type reporter that just he concentrates on crime.
Right, and Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. So he was looking into all these allegations. Well, all of a sudden he found that he was being targeted. He realized that his phone had been hacked and he was being listened to and that he was being followed by his phone from one of these people in their teams.
Yeah.
And so it started like, oh my God, there's people following my phone because I'm investigating them. How is this even possible? So he started diving into surveillance in our phones.
Yeah.
And they say that this documentary will terrify all of us.
I'm not going to watch it.
They said it will give you, I mean.
I don't want to know.
I know.
I don't want to know. I really don't. I'm being very serious about this. I mean, I know that we are, okay?
Right.
And that's as much as I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says they can secretly install it and operate by anyone who wants to roam around in your phone's content. They can see all your pictures. They can access the microphone. They can turn on your camera without you knowing at any moment.
See, that's the creepiest part about it right
if
there.
They, and this is
child
scary.
Molesters, this is why it's scary for people with little kids. Child molesters, because you hand over your phone to your little kid. And then they steal the images of your little kids. He's saying it is. He said it'll make your skin crawl.
Jamie, it just terrifies me because if they tapped into my phone, for an example, they'd see that picture of Jamie with those two squirrels over her boobs.
Exactly.
I mean, that would just drive me nuts to know that's out there.
Well, and keep in mind, that picture started without squirrels.
Oh, my God, right? I don't have that one.
Yeah.
I'm really irritated that I don't
that's
have that
OG.
One.
Yeah, so remember, the picture had to start somewhere. And
oh, my God.
No squirrels on
there was
it.
A pre-squirrel picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they didn't. I didn't have, like, stick on squirrels.
Well, I didn't know. That's the only copy I got. One day I'm going to take that off my screensaver, too. But
it says,
not today.
It says that they're going after government officials, journalists. One journalist was... Anyway, it's on HBO Max, and it's crazy. I mean, it's terrifying. And I'll tell you what one of my friends said that she said that she heard you're supposed to do, but listen...
Why should people around the world care about the hacking that you're documenting here?
These cases affect 450 million people. It's a violation of their rights.
What we ended up finding was actually the tip of the iceberg.
Spyware is this powerful surveillance tool. Big spyware companies say they sell this tech only to governments. But this multi-billion dollar industry is mostly unregulated. The most advanced spyware can turn your smartphone into a spy in your pocket. It can copy everything and record you without you ever knowing, and then just disappear without a trace.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Yeah.
So what my girlfriend said, that because she looked deeper into this, and she said, you know, turn off your phone when you can. Just, like, turn it off.
You can't.
You can.
I mean, no, you can't.
You can. I just turned mine off.
You lose contact with the world.
No, but just turn it off, you know, and then just turn it back on when you need to use it, because that'll really help.
Nobody's going to do that.
I just did.
Well, yeah, but you'll turn it right back on when we go to commercial.
Well, but it doesn't matter. At least whoever is linked up with it right now got shut down.
Yeah, I think if it's top of mind and you just keep doing it, make it a habit. Yeah.
Well, I restart my phone every day.
Well, that's good, because most people don't.
Yeah, because they say that's what you need to do. You need to restart your phone. I do it every single day. I restart the phone.
Yeah, I never do. I go weeks and months.
Oh, really?
Without,
I do at least one time a day.
Yeah, I do it every day.
So that's the one way you can help. And it goes into, they are calling this, I mean, I know that, you know, just everyday people like ourselves, we think, oh, no, it won't ever affect us. But they say that this is what's so riveting about this documentary, is it makes you realize how much it does, in fact, like, it affects you. Because when you hand Frog your phone, they're watching him, and they're taking his digital image, and they're doing bad things with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's everywhere, man.
It's so scary.
You're on camera. You're being listened to. And I'll tell you who I don't trust. That little witch, that Alexa. I think that woman's always listening.
So this is weird that you say that. Okay, so lately, tell me what this means. So, you know how, do you get Alexa to wake you up, Carson?
No, mainly because of break, because then it'd wake her up too.
Oh, okay. So I have Alexa wake me up, right? And I set it like for four times in the morning, and then a reminder. Like, the reminder says, you cannot be late today, which never works.
This is the last call.
Yeah, this is the last call. Like, I know each one, and I'll even shut it off, like, Alexa, turn off all the alarms. And she's like, which ones do you want turned off? 4:15, 4:20, 4:21, 4:23. Anyway, so I shut her down. But lately, tell me what this means, and if I'm the only one. So when it goes off now in the morning, it's a guy speaking in Pakistani.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying.
I have no explanation.
Me either.
No, none.
That's how it's been.
None.
It is so creepy.
Maybe that's a hacker that hacked it and is like, I know when she's going to wake up, so I'll just start.
Well, my alarm knows when I'm going to wake up, but I know what you're saying. But it is weird. It's like,
that's
hey,
weird.
And it's like chants. And then they'll start chanting. And then this morning, I got another weird one for the second alarm. It's like, think deeply thoughts. 3224487222. Think deep thoughts. 844-272-84 whatever the number
is. I gotta call that number.
They're trying to, like, program your subconscious.
If it wasn't so early, I wouldn't have written down the number and called it. Because I was like, what is that saying? It's super creepy. I don't know if anybody else has this problem.
That's weird.
But it is weird.
I'm not joking about Alexa. That thing's listening all the time. There's no way. And it's recording. It's got everything that's going on in your house.
The good news is it doesn't have a camera.
Yeah.
Mine does. Mine's in the kitchen.
You got the Echo Show. Yeah, I did.
So I put a piece of tape around it because I don't know what's going on. We don't use it.
And think about Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, there's a reason why when they filmed inside Facebook and they showed his office and stuff, he had a tape over his own damn computer.
Yeah.
He had a piece of tape over his own computer screen.
He knows. He's on the inside.
He knows what's going on.
He's in on it too.
So it's called Surveilled and it's on HBO Max.
You know, HBO Max needs a big show.
Yeah.
Because nobody even talks about him anymore. You know, HBO used to be a big deal.
Well, unless there's a fight.
Huh?
They have Game of Thrones.
Oh, that is a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Dragons, huge.
Yeah, you those know, are huge.
Are they still on?
Uh-huh. And Penguin's really big, too.
All right, I'll take it back.
And boxing.
All right, take it back.
Big boxing.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
They're all alone.
You know, I expected this whole text change to be a little bit more complicated and convoluted than what it is.
I did,
it's turned out pretty smooth this morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. We made it a one-stop shop.
Yeah, 51059 used to be the Burke Simpson Texnado line. Here for the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Get in contact with us. It's all gone now. It's now a brand new number. The Burke Simpson line is still there. We still have Texnado, but now you use our request line number. So whatever you call to win tickets or whatever it is, passes we're giving away, that's the same number for the text line too. So make sure it's in your phone.
Yeah, 303-22-ALICE or 303-222-5423.
And I really expected, like, this morning it would cause some really, I don't know, disruption, I guess.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that. It's been pretty smooth.
It has been smooth.
I like it. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You're right, Jamie. It seems so busy right now. Everything, you know, just stack it up. You got this to do,
Slow down.
People are going to the game tonight. You got Monday Night Football in town. You got the Browns here to play the Broncos. Big night tonight.
You know who's been very busy, and that's our buddy Carson. You went to the Gaylord this weekend.
Yep. Went to the Gaylord Rockies.
It looks so fun.
Yeah, the Polar Express ice. Personally, I think it's the best ice that they've done so far that I've been to.
That's saying a lot, because they do a great job.
They do a great job.
And then you're going to the game tonight.
Yep, and then I went to two Avs games over the week that we were off to.
You're a mover and a shaker, man.
He is a mover and a shaker.
You are.
It is crazy.
You know, I'll be sitting on my butt watching TV. Nothing new.
Really? You can actually have that kind of time?
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. You're going to Hawaii.
I'm going to watch the Broncos tonight. I'm always making time for the Bronco games.
BJ is going to Hawaii, what, Wednesday?
I am leaving on Wednesday. Okay, I'm going out there because my wife's running a marathon out there in Honolulu.
Yeah. So I would be like, there's no time. I gotta do laundry. Pack. I got to pack.
Not me. I can pack it all in a backpack. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but you got to pack the kid.
Yeah.
No, remember,
that's the biggest
part. Well, that one time you took off work to pack him.
Yeah, I packed the kid.
Well, remember you had to take off work because you were so behind? You had to pack him?
Yes, we were behind. Yeah. I forgot about what all that was about. But you're right. You're right. Yeah. I did. I left here one day or didn't even come in one day because of it.
Had to get packed or whatever.
Yeah. But they'll take care of that part for them. For me, I'm a quick packer, man. I can pack within 45 minutes for 3 days in Hawaii. No problem.
Well, you're going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I get in late Wednesday night. Oh. So really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, you're the guy that wears the same shorts and shirt the whole time.
The whole time. Whatever I fly in is what I wear the entire time. I fly home in the same outfit. Are you kidding?
See, that would take
All I take is underwear and socks.
That'd take me two suitcases.
Yeah, I got to have socks and flops with my shorts.
Right. I hope you don't get eaten by a shark.
Then I look like a mainland dad.
That's visiting, you know?
Because I've got on shorts, socks, and flops.
Oh, my God.
Wearing my sunglasses.
Nice.
Looking good. It is busy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of shopping to do. You're making your list, checking it twice, you know.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody's doing it right now.
BJ's going to go through the whole song, checking it twice. Are you going to find out who's naughty or nice?
Who Santa Claus is coming to town. We're excited at my house. When you've got a six-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And how old's yours?
2.5.
Oh, my God. Well, yours is still at box.
Yeah.
Boxes are exciting.
Well, yeah. I asked her, what do you want for Christmas? What are you going to tell Santa? Because we had cookies with Santa yesterday. And she was like, purple presents.
Oh, nice.
So,
Anything purple.
That's it. Yeah.
See, I love that.
So we're just going to wrap a bunch of boxes and just have her open.
Purple.
And Jamie knows this. Once they get to 6 years old, though, 5, you're teetering, okay? But when they get to 6, Christmas gets a lot more expensive, folks.
It does.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, you've got Xboxes, PlayStations, things like that that come into the picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it gets a little bit more. Usually, when Frog was 2.5 years old, he played with the paper. He didn't play with the toy. Played with the paper in the boxes.
You get an Xbox at 6? Wow.
Yeah, they can. I'm just saying that's on their list. I'm not saying that's what I'm getting.
I just remember the dread of Legos.
Yeah.
And all those little instructions and all those little baggies. That's bull crap, people. Little baggies. A1. A1 through A15. And they can't put them together themselves, right?
No.
They try and then they get upset and then
you're frustrated.
Then you're down in the basement putting together a freaking police station for 4 hours.
and that little age thing they put on the front of the box is bull.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say 5 and up. There's no way a 5-year-old puts this together.
Such crap.
Yeah, it should be just parents. Parents, get ready to do this.
No. Anyway, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, checking your list. Checking it twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a brand new text line. It is the request line. Now is the Berg Simpson text line. No longer the old one. It's the brand new one, 303-222-5423. Speaking of which, it's also a request line to win tickets. We have OAR tickets to give away.
Yeah, we do. What time are we doing that?
Let's do it now.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where's the hook?
The hook?
Yeah.
I don't have a hook. All I have is OAR tickets to give away.
Spadell?
It's in your folder.
Oh, I got to go find it then. My bad.
Just so people know, please. Who OAR is.
All right, let's see here. OAR.
Okay. That was a crazy game.
That's not a hook that we need.
That's their most popular song.
No, it's not. By far. No,
that's
not
an older one.
Yeah, that's really old.
That's not the most popular, though. They've got a more popular song than that.
I think that's their most popular song.
Well, you're wrong.
I feel like you are wrong.
You're wrong on that one. Yeah, it's not the most popular
song. All right, well, anyway.
You don't
Red
know
Rocks.
Your old way, are, buddy.
Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be Saturday, June 21st. If you are a caller, 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
That was a crazy
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
A shout out to Brooke at PXG.
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
You know, it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they having a sale?
Yeah, they're having all kinds of sales.
I got to tell you, I got the PXG clubs. I love them.
I'm
golf
telling
clubs,
you.
Guys.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I even my ex-husband, who's a scratch golfer, I was like, dude, you have got to get these. And it's like, oh, I don't know. I love my clubs, you know. But he got a 10-degree pitch or something, driver. He's like, it's changed my life. It's like, what? I don't even know what a 10-degree pitch driver means. I believe it's 10 degrees right here. He said they're really hard to hit, you know, usually at 10 degrees or whatever. But he's like, it's changed my game. How can it change your game if you're already a scratch golfer?
Just little tweaks.
Right? Little bitty tweaks. I don't know. Crazy. Anyway, but he loves them. I feel like I should be a sales rep.
Yeah,
you know?
I do too.
Yeah,
because you and Brooke.
I'm like
knocking
I'm like,
out of the park over
like
there.
Pushing them on to everybody. Okay, let's see here. We were talking about Surveilled, which is a documentary on HBO Max. Again, it's called Surveilled. And I was reading deeper into it. Man, it is crazy. I mean, how they use it against people that are actually, especially journalists, how they're using surveillance against journalists to stop them in their tracks. And it even goes on, not to tell you the plot of the story, but I will. They even took somebody out.
What do you mean out? Like out to dinner? Oh, that out. You mean like concrete boots in the river?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were doing a story. So it's a way they said.
They killed somebody?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And they're even saying like insurance companies, you know, because, you know, remember how 23andMe is like looking into your insurance stuff? Did you know, because they want to buy all the information so they don't cover you, you know, so they know you have a heart murmur or whatever.
Yeah, you've got something genetic.
Like, bye-bye. Yeah, and I guess there's a huge lawsuit. This has been going on for a while. I think it's with, and I want to say this right, and I don't know if it's sure, but I think it's with GMC Trucks. But I got to double check on that before I completely throw them under the bus, that they sell your data.
I think it's too late.
Well, yeah.
you just did. I think you could have said it's got to do with some truck company out there I throw anybody under the bus. But when you say GMC, I think it
is GMC. But if I remember, because I remember like, oh, I think somebody, and they literally, they sell all your information to your insurance company illegally. So they know how hard you're braking.
Uh-oh, Spadil's got his hand.
Oh, man. Okay. It's General Motors. Yeah.
Oh, is that GMC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. General Motors Corporation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's GMC, General
Motors. You said General Motors you were correcting her.
Well, no, I was unsure if GMC and GM were the same thing.
Yeah, I think the C is Corporation. Yeah.
Thanks for putting your hand up, though.
Yeah.
Clearing all that up.
But Texas is suing them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What does it say?
It says that they're selling your data.
Yeah.
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 And how hard you break? One guy, all of a sudden, he was dropped from his insurance company. He didn't know why. And he's like, why did you drop me? And they're like, you're accelerating too fast off of the line. And he goes, well, how do you know that?
Exactly.
And they go, well, because GMC sends us all your information.
Oh, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
Isn't that jacked up?
Yeah, but there's a lot of insurance companies that require you to put that device in your car, too.
Well, they don't require. You can if you want to be a smart driver.
So it's like the snapshot.
Right, if you want a good price.
Yeah, if you can. I understand. That's totally different than somebody not knowing that it's happening.
I mean, yeah, that's opting in and being like, yeah, you can put that in my car.
Yeah, that's completely different than not knowing that they knew how fast they came off the line.
Like, you might want to drop this guy because he's tailgating everyone.
Yeah, and that's how they found out about it, because he's like, what? And so he looked into it deeper, and sure enough, the insurance companies get the information from GMC.
Wow, I swear, man, everything you do. I think they already know what time I went to the bathroom this morning.
Right?
They've got me so pegged, man.
Well, this goes along with the story that you told last week about drones flying over people's properties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
For insurance companies.
Seeing like, oh, damn, Dale's roof doesn't look good. I'm dropping him.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to pay $30,000 for a roof.
Everybody's watching.
Yeah. Man, I went on to Google Maps the other day, and I looked at my own address.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to see what vehicles are in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see what, you know, what time that they got the, you know, the picture and all that. My roof had the biggest, like, a warp in it that you see from their satellite that you don't see.
Oh, really?
If you're standing and looking at my roof. But if you look at it in the picture itself, it's like, so I could see an insurance company saying, oh, Beach, yeah, yeah. He's going to make a claim soon.
Well,
we got to get rid of him.
You say it on the air.
Yeah, we got to get rid of him.
I got a guy for you. His name is Jesse Roofs.
Who?
That's the name of his company, Jesse.
Oh, I thought that was his last name. I thought, what a coincidence.
No, I know, right? No, J-E-S-S-E Roofs.
Yeah.
Jesse Roofs. He's a great guy. He did my roof at the cabin. Did a fantastic job.
All right.
And very reasonable. I think
I'm going to need a roofer.
Yeah, you are, because you're warped.
I am warped. It's got a big bubble in it. Got a bubble.
That's not good. Bubbles are bad. All right, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Okay, so everybody is talking about the hit that happened. That was a hit. It was heard around the world. That football player from the Jaguars, this other guy, he came in and he like, hoo-choo, right with his forearm, just knocked the bejesus out of him to his head, and then his head hit the ground. And then he did that weird, like, I don't know, zombie arm thing, which means he has a traumatic brain injury, that even though you're knocked out, you guys, your arm somehow like goes up in the air like, it's weird. It was violent. It was horrible. But now he's saying that everybody's coming after him, the hitter, because he had like something about pro-Palestine or something on his tennis shoe, right?
Yeah. On his cleat.
Yeah, and so people are saying that that they're coming after him because they're racially profiled. No, people don't like you because you knocked the tar out of a guy illegally. Like, your hit was brutal and wrong and horrific.
Yeah. Now there's two reasons to hate you. You're pro Hamas, and you hit the guy the wrong way.
Uh-oh, Spadil doesn't like you said that.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that, Spadil. I stepped over the line again, didn't I?
I think it's all right to be against Hamas.
Oh,
I think that's fine.
Oh, pick and choose, are we?
Whoa. Yeah.
Well.
Well, okay.
What about our Hamas friends out there? They're not going to be happy with that.
I don't have any Hamas friends.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I do. There might be a Hamas listener out there somewhere. You don't know.
If you're caller 10, no.
Okay. Yeah, Hamas.
Okay, this is probably not even funny.
So the guy has this on his cleats, and now he's claiming, because he's getting such backlash for this vicious hit that he put on this quarterback, he's claiming it's racial now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Nobody knew you had that on your cleats.
Dude, I feel him, though. I know how it feels. Like, I get blonde jokes, dumb blonde jokes all the time. That's totally wrong.
What?
You know, it's profiling me and stuff.
Oh. Blonde. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hurtful. It's very hurtful. Just because I have this going on. Oh, my God. You don't know what'll piss people off, right?
You don't know.
You don't know.
You have no idea.
All right. The other story is I'm going to do a recommendation. I liked it a lot. I haven't seen all of it yet. I've seen like two episodes. But during the long week, I did start a new series on Netflix. It's called The Starting Five, and it's about the NBA. It has LeBron James. It has some guy from Minnesota that's really good, and he's going to be out of money soon because his girlfriend got knocked up. And it's got another guy from that just won. He's really good from, they're green and white, the Boston Celtics.
It follows Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, DeMontis Sabonis, and Jason Tatum.
And it is good. Okay. These guys are at the top of the pack. They are amazing. And it shows our guy, Jokic. It shows him. It's so funny to watch him in this series because that guy is the chillest bro on the planet. Yeah. Like, he's just like, everybody's all amped up to play the game or whatever. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll go play some basketball.
Yeah. Imagine if he really wanted to play.
I know.
Because it feels like he doesn't really care.
It's just a job.
But if he really got behind it, you would think that he'd be he's already unstoppable, yes.
But what's interesting to me, and he'll probably be the MVP again, you know, but what's interesting to me, it's kind of like when you watch these guys, they're so hungry and so eager, and then he comes out there, it's kind of like, and don't get mad at me because I love the guy, but it's kind of like watching Forrest Gump play basketball.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Because he's just so chill.
Yeah,
he's
a little goofy, too.
He's a little goofy.
Hey, but he's not starting up. Now, I'm not an NBA fan, okay? I love college basketball, but the NBA I'm not so much into.
Yeah.
But he's not having the start to the season that he had last year, is he?
No, Joker's killing it. Joker himself is killing it. But the Nuggets, they suck right now.
Okay, yeah, but the Joker's still playing well.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, yes. Jamal Murray, the point guard, he just like has no actual interest in playing basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have to get into him, but yeah, I see
you know what he's doing. He's slowly quitting,
quietly quitting.
I know somebody like that here.
Yeah, right.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's me. What do you mean I'm quietly quitting?
You told us that on the air.
Yeah. I'm wanting to get down.
You told us that on the air, and then you're taking 5 days off. I'm like, you guys, he's not wrong.
He's going to lie.
I've been at this level all my life. Yeah. So I'm going to bring it down a couple of notches.
You're our Jamal Murray.
I feel like it's not fair to other people. Yeah.
Yeah, he is our Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
He's ready to go do something else, man.
I'm just going to slowly fade here. Yeah.
But the sad part about this starting five or whatever with the NBA, and it's on Netflix, is that you watch some of these guys. There's two guys. They are going to run out of money. I know they have $100 million contracts, and you think it can't happen, but keep in mind, it did happen to like MC Hammer and to Mike Tyson. These guys.
Well, and they're so young.
Oh,
I mean, they don't think about what happens after they retire and they don't have any more money.
And they're
going
to retire at like 25, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have to the rest of their life to try to live like this, and they're going to run out of money. But it is kind of sad to see LeBron being almost 40. I don't know if he's finally hit 40, but seeing LeBron try to keep up with the young guys and everything that takes him to get ready, you know, to like you for taking, you know, trying to get to the show with your back.
Yeah. He turns 40 on December 30th.
Yeah. I'm a lot like LeBron.
You are.
Yeah. The slides I wear, flops, you know, flops.
But they have to stretch you out before you get in here.
Oh, yeah. Big rub down.
I have to walk on your back.
Mm-hmm. I sit in a bucket of ice for about 2 hours before the show starts.
Cold plunge, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. But that part is a little sad for him. And then them bringing out his son. Anyway, you got to see it. It's starting five.
His son sucks.
I know.
He sucks. He's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, that really is a black eye on the NBA. For the Lakers to draft that kid. That's just...
It's insane.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It just shows that, man, that they put certain things over the game itself.
Yeah.
The integrity of the game.
I agree with that.
Shoots it.
It's sad. For sure, you're right. All right, let's see here. There's one other story where I guess because this one... I'm doing all football. I guess this one football player got engaged to this chick. He's the quarterback, Josh Allen. He's with the Bills. And now everybody's telling Travis Kelce, dude, you got to be next. Like, you got to do this. So do we think he will or not?
No.
I don't think so.
Ever?
Yeah.
When?
I think he might.
When? Or what's our dates?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he wants to, but he, like, Taylor knows, like, what her brand is and how valuable, like, doing that is. So I think that you have to wait on what she wants to do, not necessarily what Travis is trying to do.
Remember, yeah. They told Justin Bieber it'd kill his career. They told Justin Bieber. They told Jon Bon Jovi.
Well, because, yeah, Justin, the heartthrob.
Yeah. So they told all these guys that. I don't know if they're telling her that. But I did see that a lot of people are like, we're so sick of Taylor. So she might be rethinking it, in my opinion.
Spadil, you sound like you really know love.
Oh, yeah.
Man, just the way you explain that.
Have you ever heard the song?
I mean, Dr. Love over there.
Have you ever heard the song he sings about love?
What song?
Oh, go ahead.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else, you're stuck in my head, and I can't get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you.
Oh,
you're
going to
make me cry. Isn't
that beautiful?
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, thank you.
That was gorgeous.
Emotional.
Beautiful. What a moment.
He loves love. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning after the big Thanksgiving weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we are not out of Alice in Winterland tickets. We have more tomorrow morning to give away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's your last chance to win. The concert is Thursday, Dash to the Fray, Benson Boone. This is going to be, perfect for Christmas. I know, though, it's so busy. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that show, by the way, is this Thursday night at the Fillmore. But you're right, there's so much going on because we have our office Christmas party this week, too, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
Wednesday?
It's a white elephant. And I might be too proud of my gift. Like, what if I don't get the kind of thing I'm going to, you know, that I think I'm going to get?
Like the reaction?
The reaction is the right word, yeah.
I think you will.
It is. It's great. It's so fantastic. I feel like I'm...
I haven't seen it.
I know, but I feel like I'm the most clever person on the universe.
You've seen it, Carson?
She told me about her
So
idea.
I told him what shape not to pick out, right? And
yeah.
I said, don't
yeah.
pick out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not going to pick that one.
Yeah, don't say anything, but it's brilliant.
Okay.
This might be some of my best work.
Yeah. You're thinking it might be over people's heads and they won't get it or what?
I can't.
Because you're saying the reaction won't be.
I'll have to tell you after.
Are you expecting like a jaw dropper?
Yeah. I feel like they're going to all go like, oh my God.
How did she think of that? Yeah.
I think it's going to be like savage.
Ooh. Thank you.
Savage.
Oh,
people are like, whoa.
Yeah. It might be savage. She's not wrong. Because
it takes a lot to reach savage, though.
It's against somebody.
Against somebody?
Uh-huh.
It's like a grudge gift?
Yeah. It's attacking somebody.
Holy moly. The grudge gift.
Yeah.
You're attacking someone?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I can't even.
People are going to be like, whoa.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, I am totally attacking somebody in this gift. And it's like the biggest slam that you've ever seen in corporate America.
No it kidding. Might be. It,
are
it
we
might
talking?
Be touching like an HR.
Yeah, life. Right. I know. Yeah. I was like, don't give too much.
No,
money.
No.
Yeah, it could. It is a fireable offense. For sure.
I got to think about this.
So you
what could it be?
Might not have me after Wednesday night.
It might go bad.
It doesn't matter, but it is I'm taking a chance, okay?
Let's see.
You know, like I'm putting my not only my big toe in the hot water, I'm putting my entire body.
Let me guess. A box of Ozempic for some fat person?
No, but that's funny.
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying because I'm trying to think of what would be offensive. And I didn't name any names there.
Yeah.
I didn't name any names. So I'm not going to get myself in
trouble. Like ED pills for Kabazaban Mike? Nope, didn't do that one either.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
By the way, did you see where that guy got that settlement down in New Mexico? Now his wiener doesn't work anymore. But
what happened?
Well, he went in for injections.
Oh.
Yeah, he went in for a couple of shots here and there.
Yeah.
I guess they screwed it up pretty bad.
Oh, no.
And the jury has awarded him $41 million.
What?
Now, here's my question.
Okay,
for $41 million.
Yeah.
For $41 million. I just wouldn't want anybody to know that Wiener doesn't work.
$412 million.
How much?
$412 million.
Oh, that changes it.
$412 million?
Yeah, $412 million.
Are you sure? I saw $41 million.
It's CBS News. I'm looking at it. New Mexico man awarded $412 million payout after botched penile injections, a national record-setting case.
Yeah, this is in New Mexico. I get it on my feed because I follow the penile news. The pedo news service.
Oh yeah, I thought PNS. I thought it was penis today.
That's called PNS. Get it? The pedo news service.
Okay.
PNS.
Yeah.
And I follow that, and they told that story popped up, but I thought I saw
popped
41
up.
Million.
That's funny.
Popped up. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet words like that hurt him.
Just say it. For $400 million.
Okay, all right, let's think about this. For $412.
I won't think about it, yes.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show and the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And the podcast, it will be there later on today. Also, we have Alice in Winterland tickets tomorrow morning to give away. But here's a biggie for you. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Those families are going to go up, hopefully late today. And they'll be on the tree for you to adopt. We've got, what, 20 families, I think it is?
Yeah, that's what we're adopting, or having adopted. Man, I'm just from our independent council that is picking some of them now. These stories are rough.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, they're rough to read.
A lot of challenges this time of year for families.
That is for sure. Gosh.
And so, but we'll check the 20, and you know, they'll tell us exactly what's going on the tree. Maybe we'll share part of the stories with you or whatnot. But you'll have a chance to adopt, hopefully starting tomorrow, Wednesday at the latest, but hopefully by tomorrow. Right, Spadil?
Yeah, the biggest hurdle is just getting a hold of all the families, because I have to make sure that they want to go up on the tree.
Gotcha.
So some of them are nominated.
Oh, because they're nominated.
Gotcha. So you got to clear the hurdles, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that a boy. All right, so we'll let you know coming up tomorrow on the program, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I did notice over the weekend? There was hardly any problems at any airports.
That's not what I read.
Oh.
Sorry.
What did you read? Because I didn't see any problems.
On Nextdoor, people were talking about, oh my God, DIA is the worst it's ever been in my entire life. My son was dropped off early, so he didn't have any problems. He said it was busy, but he said he didn't have any problems. But somebody said it took more than 2 hours in the wait, in the security wait.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
No kidding.
Yeah, they were really upset.
I was watching the biggest day, well, Sunday, yesterday was supposed to be the biggest for people flying, you know, back to their destination or whatever. But on Wednesday of last week, we were all. So I'm watching Fox 31. They had a camera at the airport, and it didn't look that bad at all to me. It looked like a normal day out at the airport. I thought it was pretty smooth.
Here's what this says. Some airports still recovering today after trying to head home from Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, yesterday was supposed to be the max. The big one.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because that's when my son flew back to his college, and he said it wasn't too bad, but that was super early. But then I started seeing Nextdoor posts, and people are like, give yourself so much time. It's 2 hours right now.
That makes more sense, because I was thinking of the pre-Thanksgiving, simply because, you know, and it makes sense, because you can stagger it. Some people went on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, but on the way home, everybody wants to go home on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, after the big weekend. So now it makes more sense that you're seeing it that way.
So how many people traveled yesterday?
It says that TSA officers screened nearly 3.1 million people.
Wow.
Just nationwide?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Just screening one day.
Yeah, that's a lot of pat downs.
It is. Yeah.
Hands would be sore.
Honk, honk, honk.
A lot of honking.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's the highest it's ever been, is what it's saying.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Record breaker.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
I love it when the Broncos are on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. It's such a showcase for the city. It's great.
Yeah, it is, right?
We love it. We love it.
Good luck today, Carson. You know, you need to go to Cabela's and get some of those hand warmers and foot warmers. You know how you just rub them and then you stick them down in your clothes?
Yeah, seriously. It's going to be cold
tonight.
It is
going to be so chilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they actually have, like, electric coats even.
Yeah
like vests, too?
Yeah.
I saw where game time is supposed to be 40 degrees. So
I saw it in the 30s.
That's not bad.
Yeah. 40. They say 40 at game kickoff.
Well, I saw
kickoff.
30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not 30, 40.
I saw 30s because she said you're going to need a light jacket when that sun goes down, because it's going to get into the 30s.
And that's especially if that wind picks up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right, there you go. If you're going to the game tonight, that's what you can expect. We don't know.
I know.
All right, have a great day. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow here on the program, we have more tickets for Alice in Winterland. That is a sold-out show. Everybody wants a ticket to this show. It's Benson Boone. You got the Fray. It's going to be a great show at the Fillmore, and we'll have tickets tomorrow morning at 7:40.
7:40 it is. I'll be here.
Take care. Have a great day today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Go Broncos. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.